Support for The Man Behind the Wheel comes from Adobe Premiere Elements. Visit my website, www.themanbehindthewheel.weebly.com, for more info. From Nicholas Senn High School in Chicago, Illinois, I'm Sana Libby. Old, and for the past few months, I've spent my time interviewing cab drivers, bus operators, pizza delivery men, and even a postman about their line of work in hopes to better understand and reveal what life is like on the road for them. And trust me, it wasn't an easy thing to do at all. It's a daunting task to just go up to random men and women, asking them a series of questions about what they do for a living, ranging from why they decided to go into that profession to whether or not it was worth it. But the responses I got made it absolutely worthwhile. As a student, as a human being, we live in this materialistic world in hopes to achieve a successful life. We as a society want a job, a family, love, acceptance, but things don't always go as planned. In fact, sometimes life goes way different than we expect. I haven't quite learned anything about this in school. It isn't something that is mentioned at all, but rather inferred. You don't want to end up like that, so work hard, and you won't. But is that really the case? I decided to interview those who go unnoticed in life, those whom we put our trust in so easily in the blink of an eye. I wanted to learn more about the man behind the wheel. These men and women suffer more than we think we know. Thanks to the media, we see these folks, or assume, that they're all murderers, rapists, and just overall cruddy, despicable human beings. We believe in the media so much so that if you go right now, take a minute to Google these three words, and just look at the fourth one that is suggested. Cab drivers are, bus drivers are, and postmen are. For those of you who haven't, what appears next is, cab drivers are crazy, rude, and as for bus drivers are rude, pricks, so rude, stupid, and mean. And as for postmen, they're thieves and lazy. But why is that? And more importantly, is that true? With all this in mind, I decided to head out.
My name is Sana Libby, and I will be interviewing you about your life as a cab driver. What's your name?
My name is Kerim, which is K-E-R-I-M.
All right, nice to meet you, Kerim.
Nice to meet you.
Okay, so I was wondering, do you enjoy working in this profession?
You know, you have to work if you need money. Why not? That's a good job for doing money, you know.
Yeah.
I like some time, but I don't like some time, you know.
Okay, which country are you from?
I'm from Kyrgyzstan.
Kyrgyzstan? Oh,
Kyrgyz Republic.
Oh, that's
yeah,
cool.
It's part of, it used to be part of Soviet Union, so it's really, really far from here.
Oh, how many years were you there?
Here, I almost a year and a half.
Oh, here?
Year and a half, yeah.
Oh.
I moved here a year and a half ago.
Uh-huh.
So, right now, I live here. I like it here, but I miss sometime home, you know. Home is home.
Yeah. How long have you been a cab driver?
Cab driver, like, almost 1 year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, almost 1 year, so...
Did you have, like, a job back there, too?
No. I used to study there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I used to study there, and I transferred my school over here.
Mm-hmm.
And, by the way, when I have free time working, and I'm studying also.
Oh. Is there any competition in this job as a cab driver?
Yes. There's a Uber company, which mm-hmm. is killing our business, you know.
That sucks.
Yeah, it is sucks. So, anyway, you know.
Are you married?
Not actually.
Oh, no, okay. No. What's your salary for this job on average?
What's your salary? What do you mean?
How much do you make per week?
Per week. You know, it depends. It depends how you're working. If you're working hard, you can make like close to 300, 400 per day.
Is it enough for you?
Of course it is.
Okay. What did you want to be before this?
Before this, I think probably I'll back home. I'll go back to my country, and then we'll see what I'm gonna do there.
Okay. Have you ever been like attacked or assaulted in this job?
No.
That kind of things
never happened with me.
Oh.
Hopefully, it will never.
Okay, that's good. All right, thank you so much.
No problem. Well said.
Yep. Hi, my name is Sana Libi. It's nice to meet you. What's your name?
My name is Anarbek.
Oh, hi Anarbek. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah, it's really cold. I'm sorry for interviewing you in this cold weather.
That's fine.
So you're a cab driver, right?
Yep.
Okay. Do you enjoy working in this profession?
Yeah, of course. Actually, I'm doing it part-time,
mm-hmm.
and my school starts in January, so it's been like 3 months since I moved over here.
Oh, so you're still doing school?
Yeah, I'm still doing school, so till that, it was kind of the best way to learn the people over here
mm-hmm.
and the city.
Okay, what are you studying to be?
Oh, computer science.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Which country are you from?
I'm from Kyrgyz Republic.
Kyrgyz Republic, okay. How long have you been a cab driver?
It's my, actually, second week.
Oh, your second week,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
Do you like this occupation better than back home, or...?
I don't know, because I really enjoy driving cab because you are meeting a lot of different people from different diversities, and it is nice to meet and, how to say, talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
And you are... I love peoples.
Oh.
And it's kind of a good job to do.
Yeah.
For migrants, I believe.
Yeah.
This business occupied mostly with migrants because it is the easiest way, I believe,
okay.
to earn some money and easiest way to learn the city and the people.
So will you quit being a cab driver after you've like finished majoring in computer science?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Is there any competition in this field?
Oh yeah. I can't really feel it right now, but as other my friends cab drivers are saying, the Uber and Lyft and other things like that are kind of a little bit stopping the business.
Mm. No.
So.
Are you married?
No, I'm not married.
Oh, okay.
I'm just 21 years old. I'm still young.
Oh, yeah. What's your salary?
Salary?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't know. Like, on average, how much do you make, would you say?
Per week, like 1,000 or 1,200.
Oh, okay. Is it enough for you?
Is it enough for me because I'm not married?
Yeah. Does it provide enough for you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay.
What did you want to be before this?
As I said, database engineer.
Database engineer. Okay. Have you ever been attacked on this job in your 2 weeks anyway?
No.
No? All right. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay. You're welcome.
Hi, I'm Sana Libi. Nice to meet you. What's your name?
Nice to meet you. My name is Abiodun Shidele.
Oh. You have a short nickname or something?
You can call me Abby.
Oh, Abby. Okay. Nice to meet you, Abby.
Nice to meet you, yeah.
So you're a cab driver, right?
I'm a cab driver.
Okay. How long have you been a cab driver?
For 3 years now.
Oh, okay, cool. Do you enjoy this job?
I enjoy it temporarily for right now because I'm a student, so
oh.
I'm using it to make a living for right now.
Oh, you're a student. Where do you study?
I study at McCormick College.
Oh, okay. What do you want to be?
Chemical engineer.
Oh, that's cool. Do you enjoy working as a cab driver?
For right now, I'm enjoying it.
Oh. Which country are you from?
Nigeria.
Oh, Nigeria. What occupation did you do before this, like back home?
Back home in Africa?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to be a trader.
A trader?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Do you like being a trader or do you like being a cab driver?
You mean right now?
Yeah.
Right now, I like to be a cab driver.
Okay. Is there any competition in this field?
Yeah, sure. There's a competition because nowadays the economy is so bad and there's a lot of competition, like Uber drivers, that is it has been affecting the cab drivers. So there's a lot of competition in this job.
Are you married?
I'm not married. I'm single.
Okay. So what is, like, how much do you earn per week without, like, having to give to the cab company and everything?
like how much do I make in a week?
Yeah, without lease and everything.